fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, this is collapse day, you know. That's what it tells. My inside sources say October 15 is collapse day. So talk, what do you mean, Coach? Well, we'll just see if my inside sources are telling me the right thing. That we're going to look at the beginnings. We're deeply already engaged in a financial collapse. We really are. Now, I want you to factor this in. This is 15th. It's a Friday. We know that a lot of these things happen. A lot of these financial corrections, they call them, happen on Fridays. So we'll know by the end of the day what's going on. They like to do it on weekends, right? So the collapse comes on Friday. And they try to let everything kind of settle out on Saturday and Sunday and then come back on Monday and see exactly where we are. I'm in the airport. Did I tell you that? Sorry, I got this thing right here. I just saw a guy. I'm not making this up. I saw a guy stand in line. You had to go through the scanner and all that stuff. That line I stood in line for 45 minutes today to get on the plane. I can't believe how many people are traveling. And then some guy, after standing in line for 45 minutes, he got up to where you show the person your ID and they said, "Sir, you don't have the correct mask on." He said, "What?" He had like a cloth over his face. "Sir, that's not an appropriate mask." And they made him go to the end of the line. No murders took place yet, but had it been, it's an amazing country we're living in, an amazing country. So mark it down. In fact, I was a little bit hesitant today about flying, really, except here's the only caveat for me. You know, when all the strikes going on in the airports and the pilots and the ground crew, and I'm flying American, which seems pretty good. I'm only going one way because Ohio Brett, you know, I'm going to New Hampshire today, so I'm going to meet Ohio Brett, and we're going to drive back together. So I only have to do a one-way flight. So I figure if I get stuck, Brett will get me home. So Brett, pressure on you today, bud. Pressure on you. And looking over here, it's collapse day. Hey, folks, look, you know, one of the things we're looking really, really hard to do next week, we haven't really settled in on it yet. I want to get off of Google. Unlike Google, I don't trust Google. I have a lot of guests that I try to get to come on. And they say, "I'll come on, but I'm not going to do Google. I'm not going to do Google." In fact, I had Dr. Ted Brewer was going to come on with me yesterday, and he went to download Google Meet, which is what we all have here. And he saw some of the questions they're asking. He said, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it." So we're going to one day next week. Jared's been working to find a different platform. So one day next week, we're going to give you a good heads up, and we're going to switch off of Google Meet and try this new platform and see if that thing works. This is Flea Flicker Friday. I'm sitting right now literally at the gate. People are moving in around me. So I'm going to try to be real quiet, be well behaved like a pastor today. And ask you guys to come in and help us here the best that you can. It's good to see Larry's back. And Miss Larry. Is Steve Deck in here? I can't even see. Steve Deck in here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, folks, I just want to say this publicly because Steve, I said it in the after show yesterday. That just how much I appreciate you coming out. 10 days. Steve Deck came 10 days to Ohio. And he did all kinds of work on the pavilion and on the pond and looked at some of the – he just did all kinds of stuff around there. And, Steve, we were in the after show a little bit. We were talking about how you get on my good side or whatever it was. And I said, "You just exercise your gifts." So, Steve, I just want to say publicly how much I appreciate you coming out and putting all that time into things that have gone on out here at Pass the Salt Ministries. And publicly wanted to say that. So God bless you, my buddy.
Yes, same here. It's all my pleasure.
Give you an opportunity to use your gift, right, Steve?
Amen.
And that's what we're trying to. Sorry about my beard here this morning. I got a couple things I want to jump into here real quick. Don't forget, on October 30, 31, Russ Dizdar is coming to Pennsylvania, and we'd love for Ray to come out and join us. Totally free. Russ Dizdar, Tom Dunn, Reggie's going to do some teaching out there as well. It's all free. Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade event, October 30, 31. You have to get a hotel. We are going to take an offering, and we would love to see you guys be able to get there. I'm looking at my notes over here. All right. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. So, hey, listen, this is a Flea Flicker Friday, but I'm going to flick some things down here for you, and then it'll be open season, okay? First thing I notice here, God bless Betty Perkins. Man, Betty, I put out the call yesterday. I got to be careful what I say. We don't know who's listening, right? I came across a great website yesterday, friends, and that website, because I was looking for some medicine to get to Russ Dizdar. You know, hydroxychloroquine, we know, used to be over the counter and it's very, very cheap. And now you can't even get it over the counter. A lot of times pharmacists won't even fill the order. So Betty gave me grantpharmacy.com. Can you pull that up for us, real Spencer? I think I gave you the link.
Coach, maybe grantpharmacy.com wouldn't work, but pharmacy grantpharmacy.net did. Is this the right website?
Okay. That's what, yes, that must be it. I can't, it's not real big on my screen. Let me go over here and see if I can see it. Shoot her up there again for me, Spencer. I think that's it, right?
Grantpharmacy.net.
Yep. And you can order some stuff there, folks. All legal. Here's the only thing. It takes, the order I made yesterday, it's going to say maybe 2 weeks for me to be able to get in, to get it. Rather, I paid it. It all went through grantpharmacy.net. Tracy's got a raised hand. Go ahead, Tracy. No, yes, no, yes, Tracy.
I do. Sorry. I'm in my car and I hit the wrong.
Okay.
Another thing, too, a lot of people are getting relief from in place of hydrochloroquine is the boiling of the grapefruit and the lemon rinds. I've heard a lot of people getting relief from that.
Have you been looking at my notes, Tracy? I hate it when you Bogart me and get out in front of me. So there you are. This is grantpharmacy.net. Grantpharmacy.net. I'm working two computers here. And then I want to, Spencer, this is unbelievable. Dr. Northrup lives in Maine state. I'm going to go up there today. Polly Heath, you guys up there, Jack, I don't know if you know of her or not, but she's in Maine. And Spencer, down at the bottom, it says, make your own hydroxychloroquine. Can you go down on that for me real quick? Yeah. Now go to the 39 minute and 40 second mark. And then Spencer, slow it down to about 0.75. People, hey folks, get a pencil, piece of paper and a pencil. Get a piece of paper and a pencil, because she's going to tell you some things that you're going to want to hear. Now, this is posted at my website, Coach Dave Lodges. This video is posted there. But Dr. Northrup is going to tell us how to make our own hydroxychloroquine. Isn't that amazing? That the doctors won't even give it to us and we can naturally make it. So Spence, slow that thing down a little bit. You guys get something to write with, and she's going to explain to you exactly how to do it. Mine says the 39 minute and 40 second mark, Spencer.
Gotcha.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, Jack.
I was introduced to Christiane Northrup back in 1980 when she and I were both in Shackley.
No kidding. She's a world-renowned, she's not a doctor, but she's written a lot of books, and she said she was highly, highly respected and on the Oprah Winfrey show like 9 or 10 different times. But when she came out against the jab, she said now they call her, you know, conspiracy theorist and a kook and all that stuff. But she has a tremendous history. This whole video is worth watching. But if you all have now got your pen and pencils, I want you to listen to how you can make hydroxychloroquine. Go ahead, Spencer.
I can only put it at 0.5, so we'll try that.
Okay.
But they're going to make sure that no one else can do that.
That might be a bit slow.
That sounds like she's drunk.
Is if you can get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, great. If you can't get hydroxychloroquine, make it
Spencer,
yourself.
Stop it.
And the rest.
Okay, Spencer, she's going to give us the recipe. So, Spence, when she gives one part of it, stop so people have an opportunity to write it down, okay?
Copy that.
Here we go.
Recipe is the peels of three organic grapefruit. Doesn't matter if it's got the white pulps, fine if it does. Three organic lemons. So three organic grapefruit, three organic lemons.
Three organic. So get three organic. I feel like an interpreter here. Okay. Three grapefruits and three lemons. You're going to peel them. Okay. You're going to take the peelings off of them.
You're going to get some. Put the peel in water. Don't use aluminum. Regular pot. Glass lid. 3 inches of good quality water above that. Bring it to a simmer for 3 hours.
Okay, there you go. Hold on. Get that? So you take those two grapefruit and lemon, put them in there, bring it to a boil, and let it simmer for 3 hours. Okay? Again, if you're not writing all this down, this is at the 39-minute, 40-second mark of the video that is posted on my website. Okay? Go ahead.
Don't take the lid off. Cool it for 3 hours. Pour it into 2-quart-sized jars. Take 2 tablespoons twice a day. That's basically hydroxychloroquine.
Okay, did you hear that, folks? That's pretty simple, isn't it? So if I got it in my head, I'm going to take a grapefruit and a lemon, peel them, put them in water, bring it to a boil, keep it covered, and let it simmer for 3 hours. And then I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to pour it into 2 quart jars, and that's it. You have hydroxychloroquine. Is that unbelievable? And they won't let us take this stuff. So you can save yourself some money just simply by doing that. And again, it's safer than aspirin. There's nothing in this that she just told us that is not natural. Nothing. And then Spencer, let's just play a little bit more because this, folks, this is a fascinating video. So let me give you about 5 more minutes of this video and just encourage you to go to my website and watch it. Go ahead.
And then David Brownstein was just on with Dr. Mercola, and he said, get a nebulizer and you want food grade hydrogen peroxide, saline, and Lugol's solution. He gave
just
you the exact way to do it.
Guys, you know what a nebulizer is? I ordered one yesterday on Amazon. Actually, I ordered 2 of them. It's just a breather. It puts moisture. You put a little mask on, you breathe in moisture and helps keep your lungs healthy. So you can find it on Amazon. Anywhere from $40 to $100 a nebulizer. Somebody else told me every home ought to have this because there's a second wave of this stuff going on. Keep going, Spence.
And if you nebulize with that, the minute you start to get sick or feel anything, he hasn't had to use ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine even once. But given that that's so good, you can be sure that very soon they're going to crack down on nebulizers. They're going to make sure that you can't get those. Right now, you can get any number of them on Amazon. I'd recommend a travel one if you travel, a small one, and then a tabletop one. But it's very, very effective, very quickly. And right now, I'm getting...
Let me add something right there, Spencer. I also, folks, I got... you can get it online. I got one of those little pinchers that you put on the end of your finger that measures your oxygen. They're like $19. I got a couple of those too. And I've suggested that you get that. So I got a nebulizer. I got 2 of them yesterday, 2 nebulizers and 2 of those little, well, you can see them on Amazon, and you just pinch that little thing like a snaps down on the end of your finger and it measures your oxygen for you. Keep going, Spence.
Coach?
Yes.
Okay. That Lugol, she said Lugol solution. That's
yes.
Iodine, potassium iodide. And hydrogen peroxide is cheap. You can get food grade, but if you have to, just a plain old cheap hydrogen peroxide in emergency will do it. We should all have gallons of it.
We should. I don't have it, Jack, when we should. This is all,
it's
folks,
next.
Again, share this video. Go back and watch the video. Take some notes because there's some other good things that she's going to tell us here. Go ahead. A little bit more, Spence.
Regularly that drive me nuts. And that is, you know, my husband's in the hospital on a ventilator. They've got him on remdesivir. That causes renal failure. And how do I get him out? Okay, here's the deal, folks. Don't ever let them in. Larry Pilevsky and I have both decided we would rather die at home than die on a vent in the hospital.
Oh, God,
the hospitals are killing unvaccinated people.
Yes.
At a record rate. You cannot afford to go in there. You've got to stay healthy. You got to get healthy now. Don't wait, but have a nebulizer, take zinc, vitamin D, 10 to 15,000 international units a day. Vitamin C, I get it in bulk. Bulksupplements.com. Bulk supplements. You can get it on Amazon if you're still, you know, Amazon is convenient. What can I say? Mm-hmm. And one teaspoon contains 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C. If you just took two teaspoons of that per day, I take way more than that because it kills almost anything. And if you listen to Dr. Andrew Saul, just use DuckDuckGo or Brave to check him out. Dr. Andrew Saul, listen to his lecture on vitamin C. It cures pretty much everything. They used to use it to cure polio. And speaking of which, wow, the CDC has now told doctors to expect acute flaccid myelitis this fall in five-year-olds. Folks, that's polio. Mm. And how do they know that? They're telling you to expect that. How do they know that? Well, probably because now the kids are going back to school and they're getting caught up on their routine shots. Dr. Pilevsky says he hasn't given a shot in his pediatric practice in 19 years. So I want your audience to rethink all those childhood vaccinations. And if you are pregnant, do not go near a vaccination. They're giving DPT and flu shots to second trimester pregnant women. That contains fetal DNA, okay, probably, Spencer. And all.
Okay, folks, just go. We don't need to watch all that together here. Go watch that. There's a lot of great, great information in there from Dr. Northrup. Now, I want to listen. This happened to me yesterday because not yesterday. Folks, some of you aren't listening, and it sounds kind of parochial for me to say that. I ran into two people yesterday that still aren't taking vitamins. They're not doing anything. They're not doing anything to keep themselves, the immune system built up. And I'm telling you, you need to do that. Come on, man. I said to one of my buddies yesterday, if you get sick and die, I'm going to feel awful. Come on, man. Come on. So I got a couple other websites, and I'm going to open it up here a little bit. Number one, we just talked about grantpharmacy.com. Throw that back up there, Spencer. And that's what Betty just texted me. There it is. Grants Pharmacy.
Net.
There it is. And I ordered yesterday, I think I'm allowed to say this, hydroxychloroquine. Now,
hey, Dave. Dave.
Yeah, honey.
It's dot com. I looked at the dot net and it's not the same website. It's dot com and you can get 10% off. I screenshot two shots for you.
There might be a problem with that website, Coach, because it's, I'm not gonna be able to pull it up here.
Okay. It is great. Well, I ordered from it yesterday and so did Betty. And it was grantpharmacy.com. Grantpharmacy.com.
We'll say maybe you I broke spelled it wrong.
Okay. What? I broke it. Okay, then the second website I want you to pull up is myfreedoctor.com. Folks, any of you can use this. Myfreedoctor.com. If you want to, you know, try to get a prescription, there's a procedure you go through, yada, yada, yada. But this is very, very advantageous. Myfreedoctor.com. And then the third one, and this one's really crucial, I think, is we've been there before, and that's Dr. Vladimir Salenko's MD, Vladimir Salenko MD. And what I think is important about this, scroll down a little bit on that for me, Spencer. I'm whispering because people are starting to look at me a little bit over here. As it goes down and tells, keep going down. It tells you the exact protocol for where you are physically. Slide on down, Spencer, keep going. Excuse me. There you go. I think I can't see very good, but they're going to tell you, hey, listen, if you're young and healthy, do this. If you're old and vulnerable, do this. Now he's pushing this new, he has a, there we're getting to it. Anyway, this is all on there. Dr. Zelenko COVID-19 protocols. They're all on there, okay? Now, he is marketing his own vitamin mineral combination, but it's like 3 weeks to get it, 3 weeks. So if you're trying to help somebody that you know has got it, there's good information there, okay? Good. Let me look over anything else. Two other things. Go to the email, says Bernie's letter. If you can find that. Because I sent it separately, Spence. There, is that it? I can't see. Silver, can you read this? This is a letter Bernie's son, excuse me, need an exemption letter.
Yes, Coach, I can read it.
Okay, and Joe, this is a powerful letter, all right? And this is what Bernie's pastor wrote for his son. Listen to this. Go ahead, Joe.
I am Pastor Matthew Sheffer of Church of the Word in Fenton, Missouri. Church of the Word is a non-denominational church located at 801 Hawkins, Fenton, Missouri, 63069. I am writing this letter on behalf of Ben Davis. Ben Davis must not take this vaccine. To do so would be a sin against Almighty God, who is the source of all legitimate earthly power. This is an issue of conviction and not preference. The Lord Jesus Christ is to be obeyed above all earthly authorities. The standard to which we appeal is not a human institution, but the infallible and inerrant Word of God. 1. The physical person of every Christian belongs directly to Jesus Christ. It is his temple and must not be injected with substances believed to be toxic or harmful. For this reason, we teach that a person must be a good steward of the body God has entrusted them. See 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. 2. If a person takes a substance into their body they believe to be sinful or harmful to the temple of the Holy Spirit, that person is committing a sin which brings condemnation from God. From Romans 14:23. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. 3. Furthermore, it is reported that the vaccines developed from the cell line of HEK293 are from the kidney of an aborted child. Abortion is murder. The practice of fertilizing human eggs and researching on the child continues. This is an evil practice in which we must not participate. From Exodus 20, verse 13, you shall not murder. 4. In fact, Christians have a duty to resist the shedding of innocent blood. From Proverbs 24, 11 and 12. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? 5. Life begins at conception. To extinguish a life after conception is an act of murder. From Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. From Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of us, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. For the above reasons, Ben Davis must refrain from taking these vaccines. He has a duty to not violate his conscience. Sincerely, Pastor Matthew Sheffer.
Okay, I'm going to open it up on that one. Now that's a guy taking a stand there, isn't it? Spencer, help me out. Just go ahead and bring him in.
Betty Perkins. looks like she's away. Michelle.
Hi, Coach. Now, I didn't want to say anything based on this. I just wanted to say I did also put a recipe in that you could read on the chat that's got a link to hydroxychloroquine. And then I want to ask Jack if he could just repeat that iodine name that he said that, because what that woman mentioned, I have never heard of. And then Jack mentioned iodine something. If he could just please tell me that again, I'd appreciate it.
Lugol's solution, L-O-G-U-L-S, Lugol's solution. It's iodine, potassium iodide.
Lugol's solution.
Thank you very much, Jack.
I'd never heard that. Lugol's solution. Thanks, Jack.
Okay. The other source of the Lugol's solution is called, good grief. I'll tell you in a minute.
All right, come back and tell.
Jack, it's Dr. Lugol's.
Nope. It's just Lugol's solution. And it's
we'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. Get somebody else in there. Come in. All right. Hey, I want you guys come in here and talk today. I'm kind of disturbing everybody in here, I think.
Tracy Foraker?
I just wanted to say we had a lot of testimonies at a meeting I was at on Monday of people that lost loved ones by going to the hospital. They were immediately given remdesivir without even the family's knowledge and were dead within a few days. Mm-hmm. And they're not even honoring medical power of attorneys on some of them. So stay out of the hospital. Listen to what we're saying about getting yourself healthy before you have to go in there.
Hey, let me do this real quick. I'm sorry, I should have done this earlier. Jeff Klein has a victory story to tell us about. Come on in, Jeff. Tell us that story real quick.
Coach, you've been saying we're winning. Here's what we've done. I have these 8 school board meetings in 2.5 months, and it's been a bunch of them. Figure you only get one meeting a month, but we're doing 4 schools. On Tuesday night, the Danville school, and now we're going in these meetings and reading scripture. We're bringing scripture. We're rebuking these people for the ungodly system they have in these schools. And the people are getting fired up about this as you do it. It is amazing. So Tuesday night, Danville voted. Now, this is dumb. Why do they mask elementary kids and not the high school? They're dividing the school. So they voted. They're going to pull their mask mandate down. But they're not going to do it until November 7th because they're waiting for the testing of the kids to be done. It's probably money behind that. It's stupid. I even had a teacher walk out on me that night. Teachers in math sitting in there got mad and walked out. I asked the school board. I looked at her and said, where's she going? Is she mad? But she stormed out. Far left liberal teacher.
Yeah.
Last night, we go to East Knox School. Now, I will say this. Here's a victory we got last night. I had another school district I'm not in, and I get up and speak. There is a pastor on the board of the school board, Pastor Matt. Here's a guy that finally took a stand. Tom Branswell knows him really well. He's been telling me, he said, Jeff, this guy's a good Christian man. He's going to take a stand. He's tired of these masks. So last night, he throws it out there after we spoke. And buddy, you ought to have seen him amen to me under his breath.
This was at the East Knox School Board.
Yes, you know what I mean?
Right?
Yes. So he puts it out on the floor to the board members. Him and another old woman don't have a mask on, but the other 3 or 4 people sitting up there have masks on. He says, I want to make the amendment to bring it to the floor about this mask, Mindy, about dropping it. And now he's thinking ahead of time, I got the votes. We're going to do this, Tom. He looks around at everybody on his board. Nobody will make the amendment. Nobody will floor it. You ought to have seen the look on his face. It was like, uh-oh, do I really have the votes? You could tell. But he's standing up, putting his name on the line. All of a sudden he says, okay, if nobody's going to do it, I'll do it. Which is kind of stupid to do if you bring it, you know what I mean? The president had to bring the amendment. And then finally, the old woman beside him, elderly woman, she looked at him and says, I'll second it. So they vote. They get a vote of 4-1 to drop this mandate. Do voluntary mask. But he didn't know if there's I'm going to floor it. He's probably thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to backfire on me. But we got, the crowd roared. I mean, they roared last night as we walked out. Now, here's the dumb thing. We're taking all this scripture in. We're taking Christ into the schools. I went off on them last night about how ungodly they're becoming in there. And I told the crowd, I said, now listen, if they vote tonight to drop this mandate, we need to get behind these people, Pastor Matt and these other school board members, and also attack transgenderism, the filthy books in the schools, the critical race theory. We can't just go away because they kicked my ass down.
But Jeff,
well, the secular group.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The secular group that's there, that's been trying to organize this thing and doesn't want to hear scripture from us. Boy, they don't like hearing it from us. The one lady that's leading the charge, they show up last night with their whole box of yard signs. They just got them printed. After all these weeks trying to raise money to pay an ungodly attorney to help them file lawsuits and all the stuff they're doing, which is backfiring on them, they show up at the school board meeting with boxes and boxes of these signs trying to sell them. It says, unmask our children. Well, they just dropped the mask mandate. Now they got all these signs.
So, Jeff, the bottom line is
it's
this.
It's crazy.
The bottom line is this. After several months of gone, pounding, last night, that school district reversed their mask mandate. Is that right?
Yes. Starting Monday morning.
No masks. Not mandatory. Optional mask. That's victory, folks. That's a victory for the little guys. Hey, I know some of you are probably standing in line to get in here. Let me show you something that Jeff was just talking about. He talked about the tranny stuff and all that kind of thing. I got a video. Pull up. It says Gay Manifesto. Pull this up there. Are you guys aware of this? I think I showed it once before on the show a long time ago, but some of you haven't seen this. This is an actual document that also was read into the congressional record. And for those of you who don't understand what's going on in our public schools and understand that this was done on purpose, they have an agenda. Watch this video. It's produced by Bradley Dean. Go ahead, Spence.
This is the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News, February 15th through the 21st in 1987. It is also reprinted in the Congressional Record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress, whenever men are with men together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states, fairy queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history. History filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Have you heard or read this article before? Why not?
Wow.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir. They always tell us what to do.
Coach, I'll add this too. These people, last night I got to stand there, and I knew Pastor Matt was a pastor there on the board. So I looked at the crowd after I read Psalms 2 to him and gathering and scattering. I'm giving him scripture. Man, he is nodding his head. I look out in the crowd. I said, now, here's the problem. I said, I got a question tonight. Are there any pastors in this room right now? There's about 80 people in there. I said, show me your hand if you're a pastor in here. Not a hand went up. Bolton Branstall says, Matt is. And the guy on the school board, I looked up at him. I said, let me ask you a question. Where's all your pastor friends? They should be here standing with you. I said, I commend to you for standing against this. So all these people are asking me, they're like, they're coming to me. Are you a pastor? Thank you for coming. I was like, no, I'm not a pastor. But they're all excited because somebody's doing
it. Yeah,
this.
Just go.
They don't know what to do.
Just go listen.
So one lady comes to me outside. I'm not going to say which school right yet. She's supposed to give me the information. She's a Christian. Her and her husband, son come home from high school, teenager, just the other day. Transgender woman in one of our schools in Knox County is browbeating them kids and telling them, forcing this crap down their throat. And she told him, don't you say anything of what I told you here today. He came home and told mom and dad, she's going to get the info and I'm going to drop it on the school board, buddy. I won't say which one, but it's coming.
Good for you, Jeff. It's all about secrets, right? It's all about not telling the truth. Let's go to some of the hands that are up there, Spencer. I can't see them.
Betty, your hand is raised. All right, Teresa.
Spencer, give him a, am I on? Hang on, Teresa. Spencer, give him okay. A, say, this guy, then this guy, this guy. That way they'll be ready. Go ahead.
I went to the Grant Pharmacy website, and it has all these different milligrams. What's the best one to buy? How much? 200 milligrams, 400 milligrams per pill?
That's above my pay grade.
I didn't know if anyone on here knew.
I don't know.
Are you buying hydroxychloroquine, or are you buying vitamin C? What are you buying? Because that would determine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, that doesn't have to be a high dosage in milligrams.
On Dr. Z's protocol, he says 200 milligrams.
There you go. Thanks, Rich.
Okay, thank you. Rich. Thanks.
Bernie Davis, then Alan Zeifer.
Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks, Coach, for reading that letter.
Yeah, that's great.
The guys who are pastors who are actually standing up. And, you know, it's just so hard to find guys who are actually going to stand for the word of God, for conscience, for you know, walking in obedience what the Lord taught us. I mean, it's just you know, this guy was brave enough, you know, he really was one of these guys that started going to his church because everybody else closed down, and they had the guts to sue the St. Louis County for telling them to shut down, and they stayed open, and they even had a, you know, and a group of a whole bunch of young couples, like homeschoolers and stuff, and boy, just a wonderful fellowship. And so I preach there are some good leaderships, just not that many out there.
There's some hope in there, Bernie. There's some hope, yep, for sure. Alan, come on in.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Now, just on that manifesto that you just played there, if that's not Satan's manifesto to make a mockery of mankind, I never heard of another one. It's a mockery.
They're out in the open, too, aren't they, brother?
Days of Sodom. We're definitely seeing the days of Lot, and the church as a whole is asleep. Ain't got a clue.
They're not asleep. Well, they're fearful. They're hiding. That's what I would say. That's what I'd say. Anybody else?
Amen.
Good morning.
I just received my book. It's called The Truth About Masks, Exploring the Theories Against Wearing Them. It's Dr. Judy A. Mikovits and Kenneth Heckley, Heckenlively, JD. She's an MD. And I think, and it's a very thin book. It's easy to read. It's kind of, it's got some little illustrations, but it gives you all the information you need to know about why not masks. And like reason number 10 is children do not need to wear masks to return to school. And then, I mean, it only has less than 100 pages. And the big one is points to remember. And it, she lists all these points. Like if you're in front of somebody, here's the points on why not masks. And it just came out. It was just published October the 12th. So I recommend if you're in a fight with someone that you get this little reference book. It's and it's in it's in such simple language that everybody understands. She cites a lot of studies and the results and the duplicity in what they're saying. So it's just a great book to have, especially people who are going to those school board fights.
Debbie, would you put that in the my email? Would you send that to me, please?
Yes,
link
I will.
To that? All right.
Sure.
Thanks, dear. And then we'll get it to others. Who's next? Craig. No zeros, Craig. No zeros.
No zeros, Coach. Hey, you know, talk about in your face. This is opening today, and you made a statement, and you said, you know, October 15th, I got some information that all hell's going to break open.
Yeah.
Okay. This is. Let me read this article. It says, Rome marks the 700 years of the poet's death with the first major exhibition dedicated to Dante's Inferno. Following the success of the Raphael 500 exhibition, the Scuderia Cordell returns with a new show marking another important milestone, the 700th anniversary of the death of Dante Alighieri. Title wow. Inferno and running from October 15th to January 9th, 2020, the exhibition will comprise more than 200 artworks of over 80 museums, public collections and private collections from Italy, the Vatican, and across Europe. The Inferno will document a wide range of hell-related iconographic from the Middle Ages to the present day and is hailed as the first major art exhibition dedicated to this theme. Moderated by Jean Claire, a powerful, ambitious, and spectacular show will take visitors on a terrifying visual journey into the depths of hell as imagined by artists through the centuries, accompanied by the words of Dante, the father of the Italian language. These visions range from the tormented and nightmarish to the romanticized, from the medieval to Barque, up to the psychoanalytic and interpretations from the 20th century. The exhibition also presents scenes of hell on earth and delves into the concept of salvation as offered by Dante in the last canto to the Inferno.
Wow.
During the show's first weeks, visitors will be able to gaze into the abyss of hell by Botticelli on loan from the Vatican, together with this scale pastor cast model of Ronon's Gates of Hell from the Musée Rodin in Paris. So this is opening today. This museum, when you look on it on Google Maps, is literally probably, I would say, less than a mile, or not closer, to the Vatican. And this is being hailed, and I use the word quote-unquote hailed, as something good to participate in.
All roads lead to Rome, don't they, Craig?
Oh, yes, sir.
Who's next in there? Larry, I see Larry's got a hand up. Go ahead, Larry. JR got a hand up. I'm sorry, I can't see. Go ahead, Spence.
Joseph, you're ahead of me. Go ahead.
Spence, I know you're doing a lot, but can you put some of those medical and speaker sites in the web?
Sure thing, yeah. And all links are available when the show is posted afterwards for everyone's information. So you can, and then when the show is posted, scroll down, you'll see in the description all the links.
By the way, Spencer, real quickly, throw up my homepage there. Look how these guys have doctored up my homepage. Go ahead, whoever's coming in, as Spencer puts that up there. Look at me. I changed the page. Go ahead. Who's up?
Okay. Patrick, you're ahead of me, too. I mean, Patriot.
Yeah, Coach. Just kind of a little public service announcement. I just went and opened the bottle that hydroxychloroquine. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, yes. Hold on 1 second, Coach. We're hearing the loudspeaker. Can you mute yourself?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I just went and looked at the bottle of hydroxychloroquine that Dr. Carladine Graves had prescribed to me last year, and it's 200 milligrams. So I just wanted to put that out for our brothers and sisters that are looking to get it, 200 milligrams. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Next person.
Okay, my name disappeared, but I was next. I just want to say that the people sitting in these satanic social clubs, they're not just asleep, and they're not just uninformed. They are not listening to the Holy Spirit, and therefore they are asleep and uninformed. And the satanic social club leaders, there's either two situations there. Either they're not telling the truth on purpose, they're hiding the truth, or they are not listening to the Holy Spirit, and they purport to be messengers to give shepherd and give a group of people messages and instruction from God. It is a satanic social club run by Satan, folks.
Amen. Who's next, JR?
Yeah, thank you. Lastcallradio.live tomorrow morning. It's do radio, Coach. We encourage our listeners to do. We're not there to entertain. We're there to motivate. And we're going to have Jeff Klein on tomorrow morning, and he's going to tell some more stories. He is just an amazing man. He keeps doing and doing and doing, and we got to follow his lead. God bless.
Amen. You. Amen. Amen, JR.
Yeah, he's proven it can be done, isn't he? He really is. Proven.
Amen.
His tenacity has been unbelievable. Appreciate it.
Betty Perkins, yep. Who's and next? Dale.
Hello. I was just want to say something about the grandpharmacy.com. You guys need to either have PayPal with Visa, because they won't take it, or I think it's a MasterCard. So if you got a Discover or American Express, they will not take it. On top of that, they will send you a text, and then they will call you to confirm that number. They're not charging you twice, just so you know. And the first time I ordered, I got it within 2 weeks. Now it's about 6 weeks, 6 weeks to 2 months. So just so you know, it's on its way.
This stuff is so cheap, it can be made from grapefruit. Crazy, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, come on, Dale, come on in.
Well, what we do know, Coach, is that Satan, by the end of this year, will know who's willing to take the mark of the beast, huh?
And so will we, Dale, and so will we.
Jeff Klein.
Coach, just to let you know, too, when we left the meeting last night, they had a cop stationed in the cafeteria again. Me and Tom Branstow both walked over and shook his hand. I shook the guy's hand. He shook my hand. He didn't have a mask on. I said, buddy, thanks for being here tonight to keep us under control. I said, this is proof we don't need the FBI. And he just laughed. He said, we don't need them. It was hilarious. But we are also doing the Court Square Sunday afternoon in Coshocton at 2 o'clock. That is going to be a church service on the square, 2 till question mark. We got speakers coming in. Joe Blystone will be there, and there's some other ones going to speak. And there is also, just so you know, Coach, a group, two attorneys in Zanesville reached out to our organization, our church, and wanted to come speak. They're defending people for the ones that have been wronged and fired because of this jab and stuff. They want to come speak. So we're going to check them out and see what they're about. They're out of Zanesville.
Well, connect them to us, Jeff, because we can help fund what's going on there, you know?
That's why I told Pastor Bill.
Hey, Jeff, yep. I've got to go.
I told Pastor Bill that.
I got to run, but Jeff, I have a quick question. Jeff, I have a quick question. I have to run because I'm at my place. But is that on Main Street, that place that you're talking about in Coshocton?
Yeah, right.
Do you have an address?
Right downtown at the courthouse, at the gazebo, right at the courthouse. We use their gazebo.
Okay, because I'm thinking of coming, but I don't know Coshocton. But if I go down Main Street, I'll find you, right?
Yep, just a few blocks from the McDonald's. You'll find us.
Okay, thanks. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
Then we're also doing one November 7th in Mount Vernon on the public square, 2 till 6 o'clock. And I booked a speaker last night. I booked a guy named Dave. He's going to come speak too. Mr. Dave Dobbin. Mr. Dave Dubenmeyer.
Yeah,
well, we're all those dead.
Remember those days. Hey, let me switch gears here real quick. Go to the NBA blood clots. Folks, they're losing. See, once the real science begins to come out, they don't have a leg to stand on. Well, here's another NBA guy who he has lost his career. Well, listen to it. Because of blood clots. Listen to this. Go ahead.
And I never, recovered from it. I would always have back pain. I was just super tired in the games. Like, when we played Philly back-to-back, bro, I was so tired. Like, I felt like I couldn't run up and down the court. And then my back was hurting. Then we went home, I think. That's when I started, my back really started hurting bad. And then I'm like, all right, I got to go to the doctor. And that's when I found out I had blood clots. Like, that all happened in a span of a month. I was fine up until then. Up until I took the vaccine, I was fine. So people trying to tell you, no, it's not the vaccine. No, how do you know? You don't know. Yes, the vaccine ended my season, 1,000%. And then the Hawks, nothing against the Hawks. They just called me the next day while I was in the hospital and told me, we're going to tell the press that, your season's over. I'm like, damn, how? We don't even know what it is. But it's whatever. I'm not even going to get into all that, bro. I still got love for the Hawks. Mad love for the Hawks. And I just know if I would have played, it would have been way different. We needed somebody to get in the paint, make some plays. I don't know where I'm playing at this year. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I don't know. And they just don't say anything about it, don't tell nobody. I'm like, bro, what? I mean, I was supposed to be taking blood thinners. Because I had blood clots. I had 2 blood clots. I was supposed to be taking something called blood thinners. While you take blood thinners, you can't play. You can't play basketball. You can't play 5-on-5 contact. So during the whole time I was sitting out with the Hawks, I was fine. I was playing 3-on-3, dunking the ball, everything. I was normal. I got back to normal after I had that little episode. I went to the hospital. I was cool. I was fine. And so I kept asking him, can I play? Can I play? Can I play? I was telling him, I'm good. I could play. Kept saying I couldn't play. So I'm like, all right, whatever, bro. So I missed that opportunity to play in the playoffs. I was fine. Nobody cared, seemed to care at all. They're just all right, you're not playing. So it's whatever. My doctor told me not to play basketball in the summer. But I'm like, but I wasn't supposed to be playing in the summer, but I was playing anyways. So my agent just kept saying I just gotta work around this whole blood clot situation with teams. I'm like, that's over with. But I'll be back. I'll be on somebody's team, bro, soon. I don't really
know. Okay, Spence, you can cut that off. They're calling me here at the gate. So, folks, the key thing in that, and then I'm going to have to run. The key thing in that is they knew it was going on, and the NBA told him not to tell anybody. How much of that crap's going on? Quickly, Dale.
Imagine that.
Yeah, Coach, this is quick. You want to shift something, make you think. You talked about today. This is the headline news local here. Inflation rates are rising and hitting your wallet hard.
Mm-hmm. October 15th, the bewitching hour from what my sources tell me. Watch what goes on today because we're going to feel the effects of it beginning on Monday. I got to go get in line, man. God bless you all. We're shutting down a few minutes early. See you on
Safe
Monday.
Travels, Coach.
Safe travels, Coach.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.